okay, sweetheart. You're okay. You are. I know you're anxious. I can feel it. Your anxiety. It's not a bad thing. I mean, I don't want you to be anxious, but it's okay that I feel it. I can tell. It's a good thing. We should be able to pick up on each other's energy like that. We've been around each other for so long. So when you're anxious, I can just feel it. I just know you're anxious. You want to talk about it? But usually when I talk about my anxiety, it gets better. When I talk about what I'm afraid of or what's making me nervous, and you think about it, sometimes it helps. So what's going on? What has you on edge? What's freaking you out? Talk to me. Yeah? Oh, baby. I hate that you think that. Because it's wholly not true. You're not failing. You're not letting anyone down. Are you doing your best? Are you trying your hardest? If both those things are true, then you're not failing. You're not failing anyone. You're not letting anyone down. You're trying your hardest. That's all we can ever ask from anyone, is to try their hardest. And if you're doing that, and if you genuinely think that you are, then you're doing your best. Yeah. I don't want you to think your best isn't good enough, because it is. I can't ask for anything more. Nobody can ask for anything more. If you're putting 100%, then that's the most you can put in. You can't beat yourself up for this expenditure of energy that you can never achieve. Yeah, people say 110%, 150%. But you have a finite bar. Once you max it, you max it. There's no going past that. There's no effort you can expend that's greater. But you shouldn't beat yourself up over that, because it's not worth beating yourself up over. I watch every day, baby. I do. I see what you do. You are trying. You are giving it your all. And yeah, sometimes that doesn't yield results. But that doesn't mean you should be disappointed in the work that you put in. No, not at all. Sometimes we fall short. Sometimes our best isn't good enough. But it doesn't mean we're bad or we did anything wrong or that we're not even deserving of love. That's crazy. Of course we are. Failure is not a punishment. Falling short is not a punishment. I hate that's so conditioned in us, you know? It's from school. That's what it's from. It's from tests and lectures and someone handing you a piece of paper with a big F on it and saying that you're bad because of it and you fell short and it's not good enough. But you are, and that F doesn't mean that you failed or that you fell short. It does in that assignment, but that's not a reflection of who you are. It's not a reflection of you. Failure just shows there's a place that we need to work harder in, and that we need to take something away. If you don't take anything away from your failures, then yes, it's a failure. If you don't learn something, then it's going to happen again, maybe. But it's not a punishment. It's not something you have to carry around your neck. That's what's happening. You're carrying this around your neck. It's dragging you down, and I hate it. I hate it. I don't want that for you. So this time didn't turn out the way you wanted it to be. That sucks. It does. I get it. We can be upset about it together. But I don't want you to carry it on you. It's not on you. It's not... You aren't a failure. You aren't a disappointment. You aren't a letdown. You're not any of those things. And I know you're saying that to yourself in your head. I can see it in your eyes. I don't want you to... We are the things we tell ourselves, you know? We become the narrative we speak in our head. I don't want you to tell yourself you're a failure, because you're not. I don't want that to be the narrative you're telling yourself. Because it's not true. You aren't a failure. You fell short in something, sure. I've fallen short in so many things. Oh my God. In my entire life, I've consistently fallen short in so many things. And sometimes I did not take away lessons. Being the stubborn idiot that I am, sometimes I didn't learn lessons because I didn't want to, because I was too caught up in being upset about failing, and I didn't take anything away from situations where I failed. And then when they came back again, I was just like, how did this happen again? And it's because I didn't learn anything, because I was being stubborn and stupid and just generally, like, I don't know. I was also young too, which is a dangerous combination, being young and stupid. But I think we all are at some point. So don't carry this, baby. You don't need to. You can choose to carry this and just have this weight around your neck, but you at any point can decide to take it off, or at least share it with me. We could share that weight and talk about it, and hopefully the weight gets lighter and you start realizing that failing doesn't make you a failure. It never does. Failing and not learning anything, that's the failure. So if we learn something, then this is a success. A huge one. Because odds are you won't make the same mistake again. And even if you do, there'll be something to be learned. Okay? We are not our failures. You have to remember that. I love you too. So unbelievably much.